11 अपने अपी स्वप्ने किं सुनु ते चरणं भुजातो राजत पराग पटवास भूषणेन शोभम शोभाम परामपि तराम अहो उत्तमांगम बृहत् भविष्यति कदा मम शास्त्रना। विलाप कुसुमांजलि इज रियली ए रागानुगा भक्ति। भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर हैज टोल्ड इन हिज जैव धर्म दैट ऑल दी आचार्य ऑफ गौड़ीय वैष्णव फॉलोइंग चैतन्य महाप्रभु दे संप्रदाय और ऑल आर विशुद्ध रागानुगा, नन आर ऑफ वैदिक। Actually, almost all acharyas, from Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, or before that, Madhavendra Puripad, Ishwar Puripad, and up to our Gurudev, all are Raganuga. In this, if anyone telling me that Goswami was not following this principle, but it is not right. It is wrong. Only for some, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling in his Jaivadar. For his at that time there were so many kinds of Vaishnavas. Those who but not appropriate, yoga, qualified for this Raganuga bhakti, RPA bhakti. Only for them he has written like so, Swakiyabad. But in that Swakiyabad also he has told in his Lochan Rochini Tika of Ujjvalimani that किंचित लिखितम स्वेच्छया एंड किंचित लिखितम परेच्छया। ना आई हैव रिटन ऑल दीज थिंग्स, समथिंग आई हैव रिटन फॉर परेच्छया, नॉट अकॉर्डिंग टू माय मूड, वेल ओनली फॉर देम दोज हु आर नॉट क्वालिफाइड। And what I have written, thinking for an upper. For upper means for upper manik.
Those qualified.
This had link. What is written in Ujjvalin Mani before and after. Reconciling them all. What I have written, this is my opinion. And this is Parthi. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is like so. So our sampradaya whole is of Raganuga. Those who are in Vaidhi Bhakti, they should leave this Gaudiya Vaishnava sampradaya. And they should go either in Ramanuja or Madhva or any other sampradaya. Or those who are in Vaidhi Bhakti, they but want to follow, they should remove. Otherwise, no. So all Goswamis are of Raganuga, especially Raghunath Das Goswami is Rupanuga. The Goswami is also Rupanuga. But he is especially first number Rupanuga. Also, Jiva Goswami is Rupanuga. In Rupanuga, there are two kinds of devotees. Sadhak and Siddha. Sadhak are of so many stages. And Siddha are also in so many stages. A sadhak who has some sanskar of his past life, and in this life he is having association of Rasik Vaishnava. Also a sanskar is going on. So both mixing the both sanskar, he will go up very soon. And those who have no past sanskar, and now they have this sanskar, but their sanskar will be something weak. But those who have the past sanskar and also having this sanskar, they will very soon turn into real devotee. They will have nishtha soon, and after nishtha, they will have ruchi. And ruchi, actually, those who have tendency in raganuga, they pass the stage of nishtha. They will at once begin from ruchi or asakti. And gradually they will come to bhava dasa. So to come to bhava dasa, there are 11 kinds of principles. In Bhakti Rasa Swami Sindhu, or Jaiva Dharma, it has been stated firstly. Those who have very keen interest and keen greed, and they are hearing for so many time with a Rasik Vaishnava, like Vijay Kumar and Vrajana from firstly
Babaji
of Namadvipa,
Raghunath Babaji,
and after his Adesh,
order,
they came to Nilachal and they had the association of Gopal Goswami and Dhyanchandra, both. And very soon,
short time,
they had the very high class of these things. These things, mane, this stage, high stage. The stage is when he hears Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, hears Ujjwal Neen Mani from beginning to end, and then he has a very thick grief to enter in these things. How to enter in Ashtakalya Leela? Then they have these 11 kinds of what? Ekadash Bhav. Mood. That is Sambandha. Vaya. Sambandha means relation with Upasya and Upasa. If it is in Madhur Rasa, then Upasya is Krishna, Dhir Lalita Nayak, with all qualities to be Nayak, and Srimati Radhika Nayika, serving Krishna in that way. I am the servant of Srimati Radhika, and Krishna is Praneshwar of Radhika. But I am Palladasi of Sri Radhika. this is sambandha. Vayaha, from 10 to 16, that is kishor. Name, what are the name of Srimati? In Srimati Jyot, that kind of name. Roop, very beautiful Kishori Roop, to serve Srimati Radhika. Jyot in Srimati Radhika. Gan, Lalita Gan. Guru, Shiksha, Vishakha Devi. Vesh, that means what? Dress, color and all these things. Agya, what service? What is the agya of Yutheshwari or Gananayaka? Vash, where to live? Who is husband? Who is father? Who is mother? All these things. Seva, what kind of seva?
Service.
By seeing the seva of Nitya Parikar, he will have some great to serve like that kind of service. Radha Dasya, Radha Seva. Parakashta Swas. The last stage of Aswas. Aswas means here, Asa. Asa bharai amrit sindhu maye kathan chit kalo maya ati gamita akile samritam. O Krishna, O Srimati Radhika, here, O Srimati Radhika, I have dedicated myself fully in your lotus foot. I have so many Asa of sea.
Hopes of
An ocean of hopes.
Hope. And that hope is to serve you. If you will not be merciful to me, I don't want to live in Vrindavan, even in Radhakunda, even to have Sri Krishna, even my body, I will die. So be merciful, kindly be merciful to me. This is mane parakashta bhav. Or to Krishna, O Krishna, I have given myself in your lotus feet. I don't know where Srimati Radhika is. Where you are going and Srimati Radhika is there. I want to be there and serve Srimati Radhika and you also. So take me there. Otherwise, I may not leave. These are the Palladasi Bhav. Having same quality of prem to both, Radha and Krishna Jugal, but yet in inclination towards these are 11 bhavas. He will adopt all these things. And after these, there will come 5 kinds of dasa. Dasa means?
Stages.
Samana dasa. He will have to hear all these things. Not only here, with Shraddha and with great
eagerness
and wish to enter it. Then, about Krishna, about Srimati Radhika, gopis and all the Palyadasis and all things, everything you have to hear. Then Varanadasa. And that's mean, in that part I am ready to take Smarana Dasa. I will have to remember all these things. Chanting and remembering. भावापन्न दशा प्रेम संपत्ति दशा भाव दशा कम्स फ्रॉम एट फर्स्ट दिस विल कम आर अवर चेष्टा एफर्ट्स एंड बाय द ग्रेस ऑफ रसिक वैष्णव एंड आफ्टर दिस इटसेल्फ इट विल कम फ्रॉम that parikar to whom we are great. Then after that it will come prem sampatti. That is sarup siddhi and after that vastu siddhi. These are all crumbs. When all will be come here, then a sadhak will be qualified to remember all these things. And he should remember. Then remembrance will be automatic without any
effort.
Automatically. If you want to check them, but it will not check. Raghunath Das Goswami is Siddha, but he is acting like
sadhak.
As a sadhak, he is doing Sankhya Purvak Namak Gan Natibi Kala Vasani Kritau Nidrahar Vihar Akad Vichitau Chatant Dinau Chujau Radha Krishna Gunasmate Madhurimam Dena Sammohitau Vande Rup Sanatanam Rabhujibau Sri Jiva. This is out. He Radhe Bhajadevi ke. This is practicing as a sadha. And in Vilapsa Manjali, what he has told is Siddha Bhav. When he is innermost, a Krishna Lila, pastimes of Krishna and Radhika, they manifest here. And when it is gone, then he says that where I am lived here and where that pastime is. And then hankering, weeping, rolling, lamenting, where? In Radha. In Tamal tree, he used to live at that time near Tamal tree and Kadamba tree in the bank of Radha Kunda. So always lamenting, weeping, rolling, praying like so. This level is one of them. Now we are explaining this shloka. Swapne api king sumukhi te charanam bujata rajat parag patavas vibhushanena shobham atitaram aho uttamangam vibhrat vibhrat bhavishyati kadamam sadhana. Today we'll stop here and again we will explain this issue. That what I have explained, do that and take this. And after that day when you will come, I will explain.
But I want to ask a question.
Only one.
Now, you mentioned Swarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi. So, Swarup Siddhi comes while we're in this body. In Bhava Bhakti or Prem
Bhava Bhakti?
In Bhava Bhakti.
Beginning of Prema Bhakti. In Vasu Siddhi, not here.
Yes. Now, when Prem comes, then we will have to give up.
Prem comes, first comes Bhava.
Yeah.
And Bhava matured is called Prem.
Yes. Now, when Bhava matures into Prem,
then Vasu Siddhi.
Then we go to
other planet or where Krishna is
having his pastime. Yes.
And there also we have something to do.
Yes.
Sadhana. What? To associate with Nitya Siddha Pada.
Yes. And then we develop Sneman, Pranayrag, Anurag, so on. Now, when we take birth from the womb of a gopi on the planet of Krishna's pastime, it is called Vastu Siddhi. Immediately
it begins. Begins Vastu Siddhi.
Begins. And then
Vastu Siddhi, not at that time, but we have entered in that class as Diksha.
Yes.
This is not Diksha.
What start only?
Started.
Yes,
started.
I understand. So when one comes up to Rag, Anurag or Maha.
No. At first, Prem.
Yes.
Then his Vastu Siddhi in Prem is done. And if it is done, then he comes in the group of gopis. Gopis, snare and all, everything he possesses. Then he will have some connection with Krishna in that way. Then snare will come. Otherwise snare will not come. If Krishna is not there, no man. So all these will come. Entering in leela.
Oh, I see. But in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, as soon as Gopakumar reached, immediately Krishna embraced him and took him.
No, not like that.
It is
Uddhav, he had the association of Uddhav and Narad in Dwarka.
Yes.
And there he heard everything. Everything he heard about the Satharas, Gopi, Basalaras, everything he heard there. And then, by the permission of Narada Rishi and Uddhava, he entered in Braja. Up till that, he was in Bhavasiddhi. Or, it may be the lowest rank of Vastu Siddhi. And when he reaches there, then some Sakha will meet him. He will have to come in home of Gopi. But he was a special thing in Gopakumar. At first he has taken birth in Govardhan. So this task has been solved before. In a starting point, he came in the womb of
Govardhan
as a Sakha go. So it was solved here. And then rest were solved there. He had the association of a Guru Devamani Krishna.
Jayanta.
So it was also solved here. What he would have solved there, it was solved here. In his. But in our case, we'll have to pass all these categories. I have not thought before this point. Just I am telling. It may be some wrong or
the current is coming in you and
you
going
are seeing,
out of your mouth.
You are seeing
and you are realizing.
So you are telling.
In Madhurya Kadambini, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells how all aparad go away gradually. And one stage is bhag, one stage is prema, and one stage is sakshat darshan. So sakshat darshan, is it in this world or
anywhere? Like Narada, very little, but sakshat darshan.
Oh, I see. So even in bhava bhakti or whenever,
bhava bhakti.
I see.
He may have.
I see. And the sages of Dandakaranya, who got the mercy of Ram, some of them went to, they took birth from Gopi's womb, only having come to stage of bhava bhakti, not prema bhakti. So then by association, they got prema.
By the mercy of Ramchandra, special mercy.
Yes. But after they took birth in Braj, they developed prema and other things by association. But they cannot have relationship with Krishna until they have snake.
But
having bhava or prema, but some distance from Krishna, not mixing immediately with Krishna. No, they can.
From sadhana, very low stage, even relationship with Krishna is fixed. Without this, without sambandha gyan, anyone cannot go further an inch. So at the time of diksha, really diksha, there is some relation, sambandha gyan. So we should take name with sambandha gyan. Otherwise the name is not pure. With sambandha gyan and washing or all anarth, if we take name, then that is name is name.
Your question was at what stage can you actually meet Krishna, not just sambandha gyan. That's what you were asking.
Yeah.
That they weren't able to meet Krishna. So
when they will meet Krishna after prema,
sneha,
in bhavadasa, they will have some very little darshan. In vastu siddhi, after vastu siddhi, crossing some stage of vastu siddhi, they may have sakshat darshan. Without prema, no sakshat darshan.